This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Laura Banks. We're here to access what really is your hidden power, because we all have it. Whether you recognize it or not remains to be seen. So each week we try to spend time getting to the bottom line of experiences that people have and how that impacts their mental health, how it really may apply to your emotional health, your well-being, your spiritual well-being, your physical health. All these things are wrapped in together. And so I'm excited to have Kristen Sunata Walker here with us, who is the major domo, if you will, the CEO of the Mental Health News Radio Network that has now, Kristen, how many different podcasts? Every week you have a number of different people, and we're fortunate to be among them now at Mental Health News Radio. But how many people do you have aggregated? This is a lot of work. How many people every week can people be exposed to?
Well, we have 70 podcasts, probably more like 75, because we have a few that are onboarding now. So anyone can tune in and hear, you know, one of 70 people talking about different aspects of mental health at any time.
And who are the people that you find? I'm sure you've done some research on this. Who are the people that are most likely to come in and benefit, find either a lot of stuff, or they find maybe one or two podcasts they want to listen to every week? Who are those people?
Anyone who's interested in their mental well-being. So everything under that umbrella would be, you know, people suffering from some form of mental illness, but also people that aren't suffering from mental illness. Maybe they have a family member, a child, you know, maybe they're dealing with mental illness at work, or they're in the field of mental illness. So really it's every human being that would want to discover things about our mental health.
Laura, you've probably looked through this list of shows. Mm-hmm. As you look through them and you hear that there are 70, 75 different podcasts there, are there a couple that appeal to you that you've looked like? I'm looking at The Animal Effect. That's one of the ones that will certainly appeal to me. But what do you find in here as you look through this list?
You know, Doug, Kristen and I had a chance to speak last week for a bit, and I unfortunately lost my brother to suicide. It was awful. Mm-hmm. And it's a prevalent issue right now. And so the suicide prevention punchline certainly interests me. And Kristen, we talked about how the Mental Health Network, the name in itself, you had some pushback. Like, oh, you know, mental health, right? And so talk a little bit more about that.
Well, I had a couple of, you know, multiple guest spots on Oprah when she was still, you know, recording her every weekday show. These were big, you know, people up in the addiction field that told me don't call it mental health anything. They also said some other things that weren't terrific that we don't need to air, but it was shocking to me to have people tell me, don't do that. It's never going to take off if you do that. And this is when I had, you know, one show on the network, which was mine. And, you know, now we have 70, a little less than 3 years later. So I'm glad I didn't listen.
I am too. Yeah. It's just bringing the stigma out to the public. Look, this is it. Just get over yourself.
That's right.
And so much of our mental health affects our physical well-being, which we're also up against right now. They're just so interrelated. Which show do you have really goes into that in depth, how the mind affects the body?
Oh, my gosh, so many of them. I mean, Mindful Things, which is done by McLean Hospital. They're a Harvard affiliate, one of the best hospitals out there that treats mental illness. And, you know, they talk about that aspect. But
As an aside, Kristen, I had my brain examined this hospital, and one of the McLean doctors was associated with Mass General, and because I'd had a reading, a scanning done in my brain that showed some unusual things that I didn't like about 10 years ago, I went right to the core, and they, you know, they're fabulous. So that's a great place to start if you're concerned about health issues. Yeah. Yep.
Well, studying your brains, Doug, that must have been very interesting. God knows what they found.
Well, there's a big black spot in there, as a matter of fact. Let me go back to the suicide thing. I don't know, Kristen, when you and I first talked, if I told you that I was a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster.
You did. I love it.
I run cows all my life. And one of the big issues with the farming community this year is the suicide rate. One of the trades published a very disturbing article in the last week about farmers, and especially dairy farmers, that are going. There have been 630 so far this year dairy farmers who've committed suicide because the situation is so dire. I can only think what in the world is going to happen now that we have this coronavirus that's slowing down business everywhere, right, even if it may be only for a couple of months. So let's delve into that for a moment or two, because this is on everybody's mind, the continuing hammering away, the irresponsibility of CNN calling it a pandemic, people just getting worried, they hear these fearful phrases and words. So what can we find that helps these people? How can we calm people down?
Well, I think we have to listen to, you know, people like our Dr. David Vigorous, who's a Vanderbilt University graduate and infectious disease specialist and geneticist. And, you know, we just had him on last night, and I said, okay, what are the facts? What do we need to be concerned with? And, you know, and actually taking that to heart. I mean, you mentioned, Laura, the suicide prevention punchline. Well, Frank King, who's known as the mental health comedian, he's a wonderful part of our network. He does that show. He was on one of the cruise ships that was contained. No one tested positive for the virus, but the amount of bullying and harassment and just death threats, things that he had to deal with coming back to the United States, has shocked all of us on the network to the core. So I was really grateful to have Dr. Vigorous come on and say, look, let's not take this to levels where now we're causing people to have more mental health issues because of how they're being treated, the stigma around this, because of the hysteria that's being created.
Yep, it is. And it's all basically around one of my favorite targets is the news media. I'm not a subscriber to the political reality of fake news, but there is a lot of misinformation and fear-based thinking. And the fact that ABC did a two-hour 2020 last week on this, I thought was outrageous, because they kept repeating the same thing over and over again, trying to make something
But what if this is meant to be, Doug? What if this is meant to be? So we're dealing with a Saturn-Pluto conjunction here, which is creating a cathartic intensity, which forces us all to develop inner focus, determination, and courage. So I say, look, it's already happened. We can't talk it away. Everyone's talking it towards
us. No, we can't talk it away.
Right.
Right.
So then the deal is that we're going through some sort of cathartic intensity, which will strengthen us. That's the only way to turn it into a positive.
Well, that's
good.
Now, see, there's Laura Banks, who's well known as an astrologer, who's got that angle on it. Kristen Sunato Walker is here from there's three great websites that I want to clue you in on. MentalHealthNewsRadio.com, MHNRN Network, or maybe MHNRNetwork.com, and everything EHR.com. All right, because it's all related. MentalHealthNewsRadio.com. is a great way for you to expose yourself to all the great information that is there and all the great programs. You can spend a long time sort of clued in, if you will, by going there. We continue with your hidden power right now, the power of good rest in the focus. The folks at MyPillow want you to know, thanks to all the great support that they have gotten through going to the DJV show and our related entities, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free deal, the BOGO deal, first annual buy one, get one free from MyPillow using the promo code DJV. So, you need some more pillows, buy one, get another one free. You need some more sheets, buy a set, regular price, get another set free. You need a duvet cover, same thing, buy one, get one free. The new bath towel sets all are everything, every single thing, pet beds, the go-anywhere pillows, It's all on sale right now. Buy one, get one free till the middle of April. You can take advantage of that. It's the first time this has ever happened, so get on board while supplies last. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Buy one, get one free. Everything is on sale.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Kristen Sonata Walker is here, and also Laura Banks, both of us. Laura and I, Doug Steffen, have a focus every week during this portion of the program on your access to people who have a lot to say when it comes to your hidden power. And I think this network connection that we have, you can find your hidden power now on the Mental Health News Radio Network. So, Kristen, back to the mental health issues here that surround the trauma around the coronavirus. Are you worried about what sort of lifestyle do you live? How healthy are you, and what do you tell people who are your friends that may be worried?
Well, I am not concerned at all about getting the virus in terms of being able to survive it. There's an interesting thing with Dr. Vigorous last night was that South Korea leads the charge in terms of testing. They've done over 140,000 tests. Wow. And so they have an accurate read on how many people actually have passed away from this. It's 0.6%, not the 6% that's being reported in the media, because we haven't done as many tests as South Korea. So I'm not concerned even if I were to get it. I'm more concerned around the stigma of if you are someone that gets it or you come in close contact with someone that does, and how people out in the general public that are living in this fear-based way, how you're treated and how that affects your mental health, especially if you're someone who already suffers from depression or has suicidal ideation. That's where I get concerned for people. But in terms of me,
so
I'm still
how to
good.
Deal?
I live an isolated farm life, so I'm good.
Yeah, me too. Well, to a point. I mean, I travel a lot. I'm on a plane once a week, so that is something of concern. But it's dealing with the fear, and that's kind of, I think, where the strength comes in with all these various things. And maybe what I want to do here, now that we've dealt with coronavirus, is spend a few minutes talking about some of the other highlights, because there are so many choices here that people can go to. Again, go to mentalhealthnewsradio.com to see things that may, I like the Mind Shifters Radio. I want to find out what that's all about, because I'm a great one. I absolutely advocate shifting our mind's focus, because it can be, again, we become so conventional in our thinking, some of us, that it gets in the way of finding that sixth sense, your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Your Hidden Power.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Kristen Sonata Walker runs the mentalhealthnewsradio.com website, and she has been responsible for putting all of these shows together, some 70-odd podcasts every week. Tell us a little about your background. I didn't go into that.
I'm a wonderful patient of mental health services and a businesswoman. So I'm not a counselor. I state that often when I'm doing my show. I'm coming at it from the patient perspective and having a childhood that was rife with very, very severe trauma and abuse made me someone fully appreciate all the people that would dedicate themselves to being a counselor. Those became my healthy parents, and creating this network was a love letter to those people that choose to have that as their profession. So
that's really
I'm a lay person,
Kristen.
And love interviewing anyone that, you know, that would choose to do this. But thank you, for saying that.
I've certainly done a lot of therapy in my lifetime, and I just didn't interrupt here, Doug, for a second. The Narcissist in Your Life, you told me that was a popular show. A lot of people find themselves in abusive relationships, and I was in one a while ago, and that show you said was very popular, The Narcissist in Your Life?
8 shows that are totally dedicated to narcissism, psychopathy, and sociopathy, and the damage that those kinds of relationships can do in your life. And the reason why we have 8 shows is because it is our most listened to topic across the
network.
Well,
I was going to point out, Laura comes from, I know enough about you to be dangerous, talking about family and stuff. Kristen had an abusive childhood. Laura, you didn't have a great childhood. I sure as hell didn't have a good childhood. I don't know if I ever thought about it as being abusive. I just learned how to live on my own. Whether,
you know,
my mother was an alcoholic. My father wasn't around because he couldn't deal with her. And so, you know, you learn a kind of, maybe it warps your sense. I don't know.
But then you bring in the wrong mate who's abusive because they look like your mother or your father, and you end up in a narcissistic relationship.
And then you deal with psychological terrorism, and that will break you down in ways that feel far worse than any abuse you went through as a child. You know, that's why I like Your Hidden Power, because most people that go through that are highly, highly empathic people. Some would even call them empaths, and they end up having a transformation out of that experience and going.
You want to explain what that is, because
in their lives.
Kristen, wow. Explain that empath, because I've been called that, and I never. Mm-hmm. I mean, empathy is the derivative of empath, but I never really quite understood what somebody meant when they said you're an empath. What
does
that really mean? Yeah.
Many people can sense by a gesture or you know, someone's behavior that there is something that is at unrest with another human being. And an empath is someone who actually feels the other person's pain. Mm. You can't help it. It just takes over and you feel what someone else is going through. That's the gift and also what can feel like the curse of an empath. I am one, and I would imagine you are too, hence doing a show like this.
The definition on the internet is a person with the paranormal ability to apprehend the mental or emotional state of another individual, sometimes used in science fiction. But in reality, there are people like me.
I think I have more empathy toward cows and animals. Frankly,
yes.
New people sometimes. All right, so to underscore here, Kristen Sonata Walker, will call on you from time to time to bring us some of your folks, because I want to expand on what we're doing and how people can find out about these services that are offered through your mentalhealthnewsradio.com network. That's where you find and can ply through the skills of all these people who are experts, mentalhealthnewsradio.com. If there's something this country needs to deal with our overall problems, it's having a regard for our mental health. We don't have it. We need to have it. We need to be conscious of it. Just like physical health, your physical health and well-being is very important, and the mental health and well-being is equal, for me anyway, equally important. So, Kristen, thank you. It's now Eric Geller joins us next here on Your Hidden Power.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/March Print Deals for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I think that we've done a fantastic job from just about every standpoint. With that being said, no matter where you look, this is something, it's an invisible enemy.
An invisible enemy. That's how President Trump characterizing the coronavirus. At the White House briefing, the president outlining a new series of coronavirus guidelines. The two-page list called 15 Days to Slow the Spread. It advises Americans to avoid eating out in restaurants and to avoid social social gatherings with no more than 10 people. The president asked about the potential for restrictions on domestic travel.
Hopefully we won't have to do that, but it's certainly something that we talk about every day. We haven't made that decision.
As for the stock market, the largest sell-off ever on Wall Street in one day, with the Dow down almost 3,000 points on coronavirus fears. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Your Hidden Power. Time for us now to visit with Uri Geller, who is probably the world's best motivational speaker. His lectures, you know, we never talked about that trip you took a couple of weeks ago to England. And it was just as, you know, there's Brexit being discussed there. Now we have the coronavirus, although I don't know that it has much of a hold on anybody in England. But when you take those trips and when you talk to people, what are the lectures like? What do you explain? Just take a couple of minutes to talk about what people would hear or feel or sense or get from you with a lecture, you know, a lecture hall full of people, thousands of people, rather than the one-on-one sometimes, you know, when you're bending spoons and you're fixing stuff, it's usually a one-on-one thing. So how is it different?
Okay, I will explain, and then we'll talk just a little about the coronavirus. Yes. Because I really got a flack this morning because of my Instagram and Twitter posting. So this lecture in the UK, obviously, was a different one because it was attended by magicians and mentalists, and there were about 5,000 who came from all over the world. The Opera House could seat only 3,000. And I was very, very much moved emotionally and flattered because I got a standing ovation. Basically, I motivated, I inspired them. I taught them how to ignite their career that will last for a long time. You know, Doug, I've been in this business of show business basically for over 50 years, which is quite extraordinary because what I demonstrate is kind of trivial, and I don't have many things to show. But because I know how to activate my, I guess, charisma, the way I talk, the way I create a certain body language and confidence, I think those are the main ingredients in keeping a very long career. When I was a judge on my show, which was called The Next Uri Geller, that over 60 countries bought, and I was in about 32 countries live, the first thing that I was looking at the mentalists that were performing in front of me was charisma, chutzpah, stage presence. If you have those, if you have stage presence, then you are liked by the people at home watching you on television. But Doug, let us go for a moment into the corona business. Probably you have been talking about it a lot.
Yep, nonstop. Yep, nonstop. Okay, and you know why? Let me ask you this. Because in your predictions for 2020, you talked about medicine and things that were coming. Did you sense that there was going to be something like this that came along? Did you get that at all?
Absolutely. And I told the editors, but I was very, very concerned to write about it because I didn't want to be a kind of a negative monger, a person that brings negative news. But let me tell you this, that in the last 3 or 4 days, I have posted on my Instagram and Twitter the following message. I basically told everyone that I believe this virus was manufactured in a bacteriological warfare laboratory outside Wuhan. The virus was carried by an individual who already was infected by the virus in China with a stopover in Milano, in Italy, on the way to Tehran, to Iran, to deliver this virus. And this is hence the mega outbreak of this coronavirus in China, in Italy, and Iran. And my posting immediately turned very, very, very controversial. So there were those who believed, there was those who ridiculed me, but I totally believe in my theory, and I also have inside information. This is a laboratory-manufactured virus. There, some American scientists also have a major debate. How did they derive this virus? From what? Was it from snakes? Was it from bats? Or was it totally manufactured in a lab? And look what's happening in Italy. Did you speak about it on the show?
Yes, it's pretty much closed down. Italy is closed for business. Looks like the next thing that is coming along is the people wanting to know when it's going to be over. And what I've said is that this is a virus like most flu viruses that don't survive in the warm weather. When there's lots of vitamin D around, they go away. Look at the southern hemisphere. There's no virus, there's no corona, nothing in the southern hemisphere other than some problems in Australia, which really isn't in the southern hemisphere per se. But, you know, that speaks to what you know, down the road, how long are we going to have this problem? There's going to be a couple of months, the stock market, people in their fear-based thinking, you know, all of that sort of thing. And maybe you've got a message for folks that you feel, if you now we understand where it came from, and it makes perfect sense what you've just said. So where does it go from here? What's your thinking? I don't even, in Israel, where you live, is there a problem? There's not much of a... Israel's working hard to come up with a vaccine. I know that, but I don't think there are too many people there that have it, are there?
No, there are. But what's very interesting and mind-boggling is why don't we hear anything from inside Russia, or why don't we hear anything from inside Turkey or other countries? Because this is a pandemic worldwide. Yes, Israel, in the most major laboratories around the country, especially in the Weizmann Institute, scientists are working 24/7 on a vaccine. And the results that are being now produced are very, very positive and inspiring towards the right direction. But yep. still, you know that when you bring a vaccine onto the market, we're talking about the FDA, we're talking about a lot of trials and so on. But hopefully within the year, there will be a vaccine available for everyone.
I'm hoping that this won't be a problem and will affect the opening of your museum there in Tel Aviv, which I think is scheduled for the end of next month. Let's hope we keep our fingers crossed that things will be okay in terms of travel and people coming there like, I want to be there for it. It will be a wonderful experience. I'm just figuring that by then, much of this stuff will be cooked out. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Uri Geller, the museum I'm talking about, you can find out more about it. Go to UriGellerMuseum.com or to just to find out what can we sense from Uri's hidden power. That you can find at Uri Geller, UriGeller, UriGeller.com. Thanks, Uri. Talk to you next week. This is Your Hidden Power with a focus on your health and well-being, something that we're all thinking about over time. One of the best ways you can maintain your health is to have the proper weight. A lot of people are heavy and they're susceptible to all kinds of things. People eat too much and their systems are not working well, drink too much, they're way too heavy. That's where Calitrin comes to the rescue. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Somebody asked me, why do I always spell it? Well, because I want you to know it starts with a C and not a K, and how to go to the website, calitrin.com. So that's why I spell it. America's best choice, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. This is an all-natural product, and you can see, if you go onto the website, calitrin.com, all of the success stories, hundreds of them. Here's one, Greg in Texas, who happens to listen to this program, says, Calitrin saved his life by helping him lose 100 pounds. This is the number one choice for you to get healthy, get rid of the weight. Go to calitrin.com, use the code DJV, get 10 bucks off every bottle, 6 months supply, six bottles, save 60 bucks, and get on the program and make your body healthy so that you will not have to worry about things like the virus, all right? It's calitrin.com to lose the weight and keep it off. Use the discount code DJV for $10 off every bottle.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Moving on in Your Hidden Power, our focus on the psychic world of Mary O'Malley. She is at psychic.com. One of the things that I think is on everybody's mind, and people will be calling you. Normally they call you when they're afraid anyway. But now we've become a fear-based society thinking about this coronavirus. So when people are calling you and asking questions about their health or maybe specifically about how to deal with coronavirus, you start with dealing with the fear? Is that what, how do you maybe help us understand how you would advise people that were your clients how to deal with all this fear-based thinking?
Oh, that's a good question.
It is.
Spirit seeing, for the most part, it looks like it's something that's going to burn itself out fairly quickly. And, you know, the basics, wash your hands, you know, take care of yourself. And generally, I'll do like a spirit will do like an immune system check and see if the person is a little, you know, compromised or vulnerable with their immune system, mm-hmm. and usually give them some, you know, some vitamins or some foods to eat or things like that. It's not easy. One of those things that's hard to do psychically, you know, because anything can change in an instant.
But you can tell by listening to somebody's voice, Mary, can't you, whether they are full of fear or not? And if they are, no matter what the conversation you're going to have with them, you need to figure out how to dissipate the fear first, don't you?
Yes, exactly. And so for most people, there's no reason to fear, you know. And those that just can't get past it, then we talk about what they can do to protect themselves. So they feel empowered.
But protecting yourself also comes from either knowing how to accept the misinformation. I mean, the fact that CNN has declared mm-hmm. this a pandemic is absolutely outrageous, and it's only based, it's only built on their desire to get more people to watch. You know, the more words you use, the more you, you know, condemn one's ability to reason for him or herself. And so then, you know, they turn around. I would think that business, I probably shouldn't put it this way, but business must be good for you at the moment because there's a lot of people who are just going psycho. You know, that's a term we use in high school.
Believe it or not, I have not had one call about coronavirus.
Really?
Not one. Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that so? What are most of the calls that you're getting now? Are they reflective of the usual stuff, or is there anything unusual that you're dealing with when it comes to your clients?
Reflective of the usual stuff. It was a really tough Mercury retrograde for most people, so they're pretty much overwhelmed by. It was one of those times where we have to deal with things that we, you know, emotionally that we try not to deal with.
So what would be an example?
Pretty overwhelmed by that.
What would be an example of that, Mary?
Oh, for instance, I have a friend who she hates confrontation. She's not good at confrontation. She doesn't like to do it. And yet every time she turned around in the last month or so, she had to deal with confrontation and stick up for herself and take care of herself. So it was a very uncomfortable time for her, and yet, you know, it's a beautiful time because she was learning how to do something that she needed to do, you know, but wasn't comfortable with it. So a lot of people have had those hidden things forced upon them in the last 6 weeks or so, and that's mostly what people are calling about. What's wrong with me? But not one single call about the virus, which I thought was kind of weird, too.
Well, maybe that tells you, in reality, what people are really worried about or not worried about. I think, in spite of what the news media and others are trying to... I mean, there's something to be concerned about, there's no question about that. It certainly is doing a number to the stock market and businesses. But as you said, if you get a grip, most everybody who's sensitive thinks that this will be here and gone in a couple of months. So we can just kind of hold on to that thought because thoughts are things. Mary, good to talk to you as usual. You want a good reading, go to psychicscout.com. She's fabulous, the best in the biz. Mary O'Malley, psychicscout.com. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are,
He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time for us now to focus. Laura Banks joins us earlier in the program because she's a very astute interviewer and has great feelings and senses. What it is that might be in addition to what I can get out of a good guest. And so now I turn to your specialty, the idea of understanding the moon and the stars. Matter of fact, what are we with? Just Mary's just talking about getting out of Mercury, Mercury being retrograde. And now we have this first super moon of 2020. We have spring, the, what do they call it, vernal equinox?
Equinox.
So you got all these things coming together. What's that doing, or how is that going to break in terms of the stars?
Well, we just had a lovely super moon. Hopefully everyone went out and saw it in Libra. It brought on love. It really was a influx of what we really needed. But the real story is that Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. It's, you know, I'm on your side of the fence, Doug, when it comes to not creating any acts of fear in people. At the same time, we haven't seen this conjunction of planets since 1518. There is a real strong possibility that there will be some significant changes in our economy due to this. And with the numbers of people in Italian being at 600 one day and the next possibly 10,000, there is really something potentially hazardous about the situation we land in. And then people go, well, I'm not at risk, I'm okay. But if you're younger and you don't get it, you could be have it and could give it to an older person. So I'm sort of on that side right now. But with the Saturn Pluto conjunction, you know, we've seen wars, recession, and financial, you know, upheavals, and when this Saturn Pluto Saturn's a kind of a rough edge planet, a crystallizer. Pluto is explosive. It's not, they're like two of our kind of our, there's always a dark underworld influence in that, in astrology, and Jupiter comes to save the day. I mean, there's always a, I think that there really is something very powerful going on right now, and I think that Uri Geller's suggestion that there could be some bioterrorism isn't out of the question. Now, that doesn't mean to tell everyone they're going to be, don't get scared and get panicky, but this cathartic situation, like, I think it's one in four people already deal with depression. So it's all been inside of us anyway. All of us are on eggshells most of the time, if we're being honest. So this is just finding a new place to put all of it. Okay, so now we'll more aggressively deal with our anxiety, deal with our depression. If the Saturn Pluto saying you got to deal with this in a real way.
Deal,
you
got to
stop whatever you're doing, go home and sit with your loved ones and figure that out.
Yep. Actually spend some time with people you care about. Ooh, what a concept.
Hey, yeah.
All right. You've done the natal chart on both of the major Democratic candidates. Bernie Sanders, whose birth date is, September 9th, is it? I don't know how you 1941 is his birth year. I know that. And Joe Biden is a year younger, 1942. So give us a 60-second overview, if you can, on Bernie Sanders and what his chart reflects.
Well, I'll just do the overview between the both of them. Joe Biden is a Scorpio, okay? And when you look at both, and I think Joe Biden is going to have the secret sauce to make this work for all of us over Bernie Sanders. When you look at Bernie Sanders' chart, who's a Virgo, God bless Virgos. They get the job done, but they don't have the tact. And I think when you look at Sanders' record, he really hasn't gotten as much done as being a thought revolutionist, whereas Biden really has gotten the job done. And he's got the Sag rising, Joe Biden, which is travel and diplomacy and what have you. And when you look at Bernie's chart, it's a bunch of lines going laterally, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, whereas Joe Biden, his relationships and his planets, it's like a lovely splash pattern creating a star effect, which is like there's some symbiosis in his chart. There's some real movement and a sense of continuity and wholeness. You know, he stutters and he has trouble speaking, and I'm worried people are going to think he's got dementia. But he's really got to be honest with people. Look, that's my problem with stuttering and with language. That doesn't make him a bad guy, but you know, he's a brunt of a lot of jokes with comedians right now because of that. But but that Scorpio, like with you, Doug, he's going to cut through intuitively and know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a lot of experience, that's for sure. And he can probably overcome whatever stuff in the debates is thrown at him. But more importantly, how will he serve and how will he govern with a little more of an even hand? I think that's what people are looking for, frankly, in my circle anyway. They may think like Trump. I think like he does in the sense that some of the things that he's doing, I think, are good. But the way it's getting done.
But look, he just got exposed to the virus, Doug, and he's refusing to get tested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's silly.
Why would you do that? Yeah, that does seem kind of silly. All right, Laura Banks is available for great readings. Laura Banks has a website that I think a lot of people, if you haven't taken advantage of it, go to StarGalNetwork.com. That's StarGalNetwork.com. Laura Banks at StarGalNetworks.com. Get the reading. Find out how what's going on in the stars affects you. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.